Your Excellencies, I will deliver messages on behalf of the Asia Regional Group and my country, the Philippines, which I represent. The Asia region expresses deep concern over the impact of climate change on agriculture and food security. It is felt in the Asia region where snow cover in mountain ranges is melting, where there is an increased frequency of long dry spells and El Nino, and the alarming coastal flooding in many islands. As indicated in the State of Food and Agriculture report, the greatest vulnerabilities are in South and Southeast Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa, where millions could suffer from hunger by 2050. There is a need to focus on the vulnerable sectors, which include smallholders, small farm families, pastoralists, fisher folks, women, youth, and the indigenous people. The Asia Regional Group is thus making the following statements. One, we heed a call in the 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development and the Paris Agreement to address the challenges of climate change and pursue the goals of eradicating hunger and poverty and improving nutrition. We concur with the SOFA report on the need to take immediate action to make agriculture sustainable, more productive, and climate change resilient. We recognize the UNFCCC as the primary intergovernmental forum in negotiating the global response to climate change. Therefore, actions should be consistent with the objectives, agreements, and mechanisms established by the UNFCCC. Since the Paris Agreement has been adopted under this convention, it is imperative that commitments on food and agriculture, specifically financial resources, be fulfilled by the parties to the agreement. Number three, we support the call for the strengthening of regional and international cooperation to address climate change through South-South and triangular cooperation. With a restructuring of the FAO to better manage such cooperation mechanism, we urge greater focus on the advocacy and sharing of experiences and expertise in climate change, agriculture, and food security. Number four, we present as an example of international cooperation the five-year ASEAN-UN Action Plan on the Environment and Climate Change, which aims to strengthen the capability of governments, private sectors, and communities to adapt to climate change and foster risk reduction and resilience by accessing innovative mechanisms and include climate change concerns into national policies. Number five, we are happy to note that several Asian countries have already made headways in integrating into their public investments priorities initiatives to address climate change. This is in keeping with the UNDP review in 2015, which recommended the adoption of a comprehensive fiscal framework to ensure the mainstreaming of climate change interventions in public expenditure. Number six, we encourage the realization of the commitment made by the developed countries to mobilize $100 billion financing every year by 2020 and the transfer of climate-friendly agricultural technology to support developing countries in addressing climate change concerns. In conclusion, the Asia Group supports the suggested actions by the conference contained in the reference document of Agenda Item Number 9. I will now deliver a statement on behalf of my country, the Philippines. Climate change is real, and to those who claim that it is a farce, I ask them to live in the farm for them to see and feel the proofs. When rains do not fall during the times they are expected, affecting the farmer's planting season, when the fruit trees do not bloom with flowers during the season they are supposed to, and when typhoons come more frequently and more destructively, these are proofs of climate change. The manifestations of climate change are unpredictable and greatly disruptive to food production. As one of the countries in the world severely affected by climate change, we have learned our painful lessons, and with our modest resources, our government has made adjustments. We have designed a climate change resilient agriculture program, which closely monitors risks and hazards for the farmers and fisher folks through the national color-coded agriculture map. We are now designing the food depots or food storage facilities, which could withstand typhoons, to be established in vulnerable areas to ensure that there would be enough food for marooned communities. A universal crop insurance coverage, solar-powered irrigation technology, tree crop farming to prevent the loss of water sources and easy access financing and the repopulation of the country's lakes, rivers, and creeks with indigenous fish and non-invasive fish species are among the interventions ready to address climate change. It is in this light that the Philippines calls for greater cooperation in technology transfer and sharing between advanced countries and those with great potentials for food production. Finally, to remind everyone that the mission to feed the world must be shared by all nations, I would like to share with you this story. In the village where I grew up, we shared with our neighbors whatever food we had in excess, with the understanding that it would later be repaid, maybe in another form. If a family does not have rice for the next meal, the neighbor shares rice and nobody in the village was ever hungry. I am sharing this story with you because of the reality that today, while other countries are producing food or could produce a commodity in excess of their requirements, there are nations whose people are hungry. I am urging this body to please consider this Filipino tradition as a way to make sure that in the global village that we live in, nobody would go hungry. The idea of a World Food Bank, which I suggest should be managed by FAO, is being presented for the consideration of the members of this body. Any country which has an excess production of a commodity could make a deposit to the World Food Bank, which in turn could be loaned out to nations who are suffering from food shortages. The World Food Bank will not only ensure that commodities produced in excess by a country would not go to waste, thus ensuring that the farmer will make money from his endeavor, it will also greatly contribute to FAO's vision of zero hunger. Please allow me to repeat my statement at the opening of this conference. Feeding the people of the world should be a shared mission for all nations. For after all, we belong to one big community. Thank you and may God bless us all.